Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been having a blast all day long at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. If you want to come out and see us, or maybe you don't want to come out and see us, but you just want to have the opportunity to register for those Cowboys-Packers tickets, that hurts my feelings just a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, that is going to be the biggest game of the week, and I absolutely understand that. Wanted to throw this out there real quick. The Texas Rangers Minor League Award winners. True Ranger Award goes to Cal Stark. Defender of the Year, Yeremy Cabrera. Reliever of the Year, Eric Loomis. Nolan Ryan, Pitcher of the Year, David Davalio. We've talked about him a couple of different times on the show throughout the season. And then somebody you have seen with the big club for a little while now and making some impact, to be sure. The Tom Grieve Player of the Year goes to Cody Freeman, now part of the Little Rascals. So congratulations to those Rangers players. And then right now, congratulations to all the rest of us, because it is time for the return of Are You Better? Hurts every time he says that.
It does, but in the best way possible. It's time to do some Are You Better? I'm going to pose some names of famous people and figures and maybe even concepts that were born on this day, and I expanded into the weekend a little bit as well, because there are some good birthdays across the weekend, not including Kevin Hagelin's, as his is on Sunday. And I'm going to pose this person or idea to him, and he's going to tell us if he is better.
Now, Fred, I don't know if you've done this segment with us before.
Yeah.
We used to do it all the time, and then people said maybe it made me unlikable, and we decided
you unlikable.
I don't know. Can you imagine?
Impossible.
So maybe you can help me out with some of these judgment calls.
Can I help you guys out with one more thing,
Please.
Though? Because you know the FBI thing kind of took off in the last segment.
It did.
All right. So my cousin Stevie B, who is a member of law enforcement here in Dallas, without a warrant, the FBI can't get into the house. But if the suspect steps out on their own, it's a lot easier to apprehend.
Wow.
I don't know about the tactic about involving delivery guy, but I suppose it doesn't hurt having someone harmless ask. This happens sometimes when someone who is wanted lives with a parent might be asked, hey, tell your kid to come outside. I guess it's a similar deal, but who knows?
Man.
So just a little, just a little, you know, peel behind the curtain from a law enforcement perspective.
To be fair, that really backs up that person's
that
story.
That makes sense.
It does.
That makes sense. So you know what? Good for you. Good for you, UPS guy.
All right.
You know what? I'll even defend him a little bit, too, because who am I to say no to an FBI agent?
I would want to see credentials first, though.
Yeah, I would, too. I would at least go through those checks and balances. But all right, Kevin, we start. Born on this day in 1928, he was known for his role in the 60s television series Batman. Adam West.
All right. Now, don't be confused. This is not Are You Deader?
Yeah.
So, because he would definitely win that. But Are You Better? Adam West, he was also great on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He's an icon. I'm obsessed with Batman. So,
okay.
Of course.
Best Batman is?
you're gonna hate. You might hate.
I mean, it's
my choice.
Michael Keaton. I mean, let's. Who's number two?
The best Batman of all time is Kevin Conroy. That is the. I know. I kind of thought I might get that reaction. He is the voice of Batman on Batman, the animated television show from the early 90s. And that is who I'm going to stick with. Michael Keaton, best live action Batman
for
sure.
There you go. We can agree with that.
But yeah, Adam West, congratulations. You are better than me. He was also really entertaining on Family Guy.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
he was
right.
Very versatile, even in his later years.
Yes.
Very versatile in some kids animated series, too.
Yes.
He was all over the place, and good for him, chasing that bag. Kevin, 58 years old today. American former professional baseball pitcher Jim Abbott. He played in Major League Baseball for the California Angels, New York Yankees, Chicago White Sox, and Milwaukee Brewers from 1989 to 1999. He was very successful at the Major League level despite being born without a right hand.
And he threw a no-hitter. Yeah. And if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, there is an E60 about Jim Abbott. It's about an hour long, and man, oh man, did I come close to almost crying at the end
really?
Of it. Really? It is so emotional because, not to spoil the narrative, but toward the end, they showed Jim Abbott this video of all of these people with limb differences
that he's
impacted, and oh my good night. It is a phenomenal documentary. And I think that really, like, reconfirmed what an amazing specimen Jim Abbott is.
Seriously, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that since.
No, like, the transition, still to this day, putting aside just the pitching acumen, the transition from throwing the ball to putting the glove in fielding position to getting it back and ready to throw again is astonishing. He is definitely better than me.
But he did not pitch that game that you were at.
No, he did not.
Unfortunately.
Because then we would have lost.
Still in college.
Well, Hagee, you are 0-2.
I suck at this game.
So I'm going to try to lob you one here. Turning 63 years old today, he's an American sports writer and broadcaster covering Major League Baseball, and he does not care about your team's photographers. His name is Ken Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal, man, did you hear his, like, explanation?
Half-ass apology.
Yeah, he was like, I wasn't really mad. I can't believe I look like that. And then he goes, I still had a live shot to do. I was like, dude, you were just meandering around doing nothing with your live shot for a little while, and you could have helped. And then we told this story a couple times. Fred, I don't know if you've heard it or not. When we were on the weekend, we had Ken Rosenthal on. I thought the interview went well. When the interview ended, he was talking with my producer, and he goes, oh, yeah, we'd love to have you on again anytime. And he goes, well, my schedule is very busy. And that was the end of our conversation.
I've heard he's not a nice guy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it does seem like that. And then, like you said, his half-assed apology. So, yeah, take that, Ken Rosenthal. I am better. By the way. Somebody said their son was born without a left hand and they cried watching it. I can only imagine, if you have that experience or someone in your family or a loved one, that it was so sad.
Speaking of pitching, Kevin, can I throw you a bit of a curveball here?
I probably can't hit it, but yes.
In 1982, the birth of the smiley face emoticon for online conversations.
Whoa.
It started today. When suggested by Scott E. Follum for online bulletin boards at Carnegie Mellon University. The smiley face emoticon, are you better?
No, I'm not, because that allows you to finish off text and give yourself some protection in case what you've said is not going to fly. Because you can be like, no, I put the smiley face.
You have to in today's day and age, though. You have to put context into it.
Yes. So good job, smiley face person.
Yeah.
They weren't responsible for the emoji movie, were they? Because that might change my mind.
That feels like a long time after, so I'm going to say
okay.
No.
All right.
And I would be in the same boat with you if that was the case.
Yeah.
I was not a big fan of that. I don't know why I subjected myself to watching that. I don't have kids or anything. I had no reason to watch it other than just pure intrigue.
You know what? And this is a long time ago, and this was when Blockbuster was still surviving.
Uh-oh.
And Brandon was little. I definitely was at the Blockbuster, like, renting G.I. Joe or Transformers or whatever, and they're like, oh, big weekend for the little one? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then I think they knew that those,
for the
those
one.
Were for me.
Did you ever buy anything from Blockbuster Music?
Yes, I did. I remember very vividly I got a $50 Blockbuster Music gift card when I was a kid, and I thought I was the richest person in the world.
Yeah.
And I bought the Chumbawamba CD because I was like, obviously,
Chumbawamba. Yeah.
Because Tub Thumpin'.
I Get Knocked Down.
Yeah.
I Get Up Again.
Tub Thumpin' was a banger, man. And
so
I thought,
you didn't just buy the single. You would have bought the whole album.
I don't think they had singles at that point. Maybe they. They probably did.
Okay. Okay. You and I are the same age.
But as I just said, I had all the money in the world, so I bought it, and I was like.
CD, yeah, let's go.
This CD is going to be amazing, and then
wow,
I didn't really.
You bought the Chumbawamba
I didn't really
CD.
Care for the rest of the album.
That was you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, they sold a ton of those CDs, all right?
They did. I mean, Kevin. I didn't buy one, but I heard stories.
I did.
Up next, he turns 51 years of age today. He's an American comedian, television host, actor, singer, writer, and producer, most known for his work on Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. It is Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I mean, he still has a show.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Still got income?
I'm sorry. That's too rude. I apologize.
Well, they said Jimmy Kimmel's about to be done, and then Jimmy Fallon apparently canceled. He was supposed to be at some conference yesterday or the day before, and he canceled his appearance.
And isn't Jimmy Fallon the least talented of them all? Isn't he best known for laughing?
Yeah, he's the master of the awkward laugh.
I mean, I would say Jimmy Fallon's more talented than Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, see, I've never really liked Jimmy Fallon. He's fine, but I think the most memorable thing he does is laugh in sketches of more funny people.
But his sketches are actually pretty. I mean, his monologue's not great. I mean, he's not a funny stand-up guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when's the last time Jimmy Kimmel said something funny?
I don't watch his show, so
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Can't,
I mean, and,
I can't
and
say.
I don't agree with him getting taken off the air. I thought that
right.
was ridiculous.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We can't let people tell jokes.
Right.
Just because a joke's not funny doesn't mean you should get taken off the air for it.
Do you think it was the first part of what he said and not the joke that is what got him in trouble?
I mean, was it controversial? Yes, but... I mean, we're going to pretend like he wasn't the only one that has thrown that suggestion out there.
Absolutely, that
and
is
wasn't
fair.
It the, I mean, and if we're being honest, not to get political here, but I'm pretty sure the other side was accusing the left of the same things during the election and lead up to it. So,
look, that's
suddenly
one of the...
we're butthurt on, I mean, one week we're good with free speech, one week we're not, and I don't get it.
We talked about it. Earlier in the week, it is unfortunate that whenever something really tragic happens, that people are anxious to see who did it so they can score the political points.
It's awful.
Both sides. I admit that. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon is fine, but you know what? That ain't going to cut it. Better.
I will take full blame for that. And I got one here that should spark a good conversation, maybe as a closer, since Fred really likes having one of those. Turns 27 years old today. He's a four-time NBA All-Star and has led the Atlanta Hawks to 3 playoff runs, including a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021. His name is Trae Young.
Trae Young sucks.
Wow.
He might be the worst four-time All-Star in the history of the NBA. I need to go look up who the other 4-plus All-Star people were. Everybody talked about him coming out of Oklahoma. It's like, oh, what an unbelievable shooter he is. He has this incredible range, except for the fact that he's not good at shooting. He is a worse three-point shooter than Luka, and people lamented Luka's three-point shot all of the time. He's a sharp shooter, right? His career three-point shooting percentage is 35. That's lower than the league average. His career field goal percentage is 43%. I'll tell you this. I think he is a very good passer. So maybe sucks is too harsh. I think he is the definition of mediocre. And whenever he's like, they should call the all-snub team the Trae Young.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm like, get the F out of here. You do not belong in a conversation of the top 24 players in the NBA.
Trae Young is a byproduct of highlight culture.
I can see.
Sure.
It.
Okay, because he has some tremendous. I mean, look, we love to see a three from, you know, halfway between the midcourt and the three-point line. We love seeing those. He's not a 1A.
No.
Okay, he's a lieutenant, not a captain. Yeah. All right,
might even argue that.
I think you're not going to win a title with him being the best player on your team.
Right.
I mean, you're barely going to get to the. I mean, he has gotten to an Eastern Conference Finals once,
and I think that was the worst thing that could have happened to the Hawks because then they were like, "All right, now we can go all in on him," and then they were like, "Oh no."
He needs help around him. I think he's one of those guys that he can be a good number two. But yeah, I don't think Trae Young sucks, but I do think he needs help. If he's going to ever make it. I mean, he's probably going to have to leave Atlanta. I mean, let's be real. There's something about that phrase. And some teams, I was talking to my boy Ray Nixon the other day, like the Clippers. You know, it doesn't matter. They're always going to be the Clippers. And just like the Hawks are always going to be the Hawks.
Yeah.
Spud Webb ain't walking through that door.
Man, Spud Webb is a great interview, too.
Dallas guy.
That's right. He's at the Dallas Card Show all the time. Thank you very much, good sir. Hope you guys enjoyed the return of Are You Better? Coming up next, besides Cowboys Giants, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? And masterpiece of the week, we will do it next live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas, the official home or the official taco of the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, the Dallas Cowboys win, not only this weekend, but anytime they win, you get a free taco from Taco Bueno, and you still have a chance up until 2 o'clock today to come over and enter for those Cowboys-Packers tickets. And I promise you I'm right about that, even though I know I teased it as besides Cowboys-Giants, and I'm not going back to the future. I just got it wrong. Cowboys-Bears, obviously what I meant. Pre-game for Cowboys-Bears starts at 12:30 right here on 105.3 The Fan. They are going to have the opportunity to talk with Dean Blandino there and the play-by-play voice of the Bears, and then Chris Arnold's player profile this week is Javonte Williams. One more programming note for you. On Sunday in Rockwall, Fred, where are you and Blake going to be for your watch party?
We'll be at the Bearded Monkey. Is
nice.
Where we're gonna be at from 3 to 6. We're looking forward to it, and so should you. Real quick, I'll give you the address of where we're going to be at. It's the one in Rockwall. Hold on.
We will circle.
It's going to be
back.
2861 Ridge Road in Rockwall. So 2861, just Google it. You guys are smart enough to figure that out. And 3 to 6, there are going to be drink specials, food specials, the whole nine. Blake will be going shot to shot with people. So I'm driving. All right.
Okay.
So I'm driving. So don't worry about that. So Blake and I will carpool up there
that's
the responsible thing to do. We're saving the earth one drunken car ride at a time. Now, I won't be drinking. You guys know I don't drink. So no imbibing on my part. But Blake's there to have a good time. I will have a good time. And we will fellowship, as we like to say.
Now, besides Cowboys Bears. Yeah. What football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? From the 972, the game I'm most looking forward to is Duncanville Waxahachie tonight.
That's a good game tonight.
It'll probably be for the district title.
Don't sleep on DeSoto.
And can people still hear your high school football
show? The Mythical High School Football Show? You absolutely can. Now, I won't be on it tonight, obviously, because I will be in Kansas watching my son play football. However, my guy Steve Randall, one of the best in the biz, you know him from TSN and 1080, KRLD, and then, of course, the khakiest of the khaki Kevin Walker, will be on tonight as well.
By the way, shout out to you for your commitment. You're going to bounce up to go see your son and then come back in the morning to do a show, and then Sunday, we already mentioned the watch party. Good job, man.
You're welcome.
I'm proud of
you. Welcome.
All right. Is there a college or pro football game outside of Cowboys Bears that you're most looking forward to before we hit Masterpiece of the Week?
Fred, I think we have a banger in the noon slot for NFL this week. Give me Rams-Eagles.
Yes.
At noon. I love when they sneak a really, really good matchup in the noon o'clock hour, because then I feel like that sets the tone. It sets the table for me. It can only go up from there. Of course, Cowboys-Bears is going to be on the front of the mind, but you're talking about somebody in the NFC East and a Rams team that I still have really high expectations for in the NFC this year. I think that will be a bit of a measuring stick game for Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Because the Rams, no matter how good they are, even in their Super Bowl year, people aren't going to talk about them. So I think people might just say defending champs. They have a good record right now. They're going to take care of business. And it is in Philly. So, yeah, it's going to be a cakewalk, right? No, I think the Rams will have a few words.
I love that answer. I was going to add on Broncos-Chargers. I'm really intrigued to see that, because obviously the Chargers have started out tremendously, been one of the stories of the NFL, and the Broncos are still a team that, going in, I think a lot of people thought maybe the Broncos would be the team to try to steal that division away from the Chiefs, as opposed to, obviously now it looks really good for the Chargers.
Boy, the Chargers do look tough, but I'm going to be a homer on this one, and when I mean homer, I mean where I'm from. Must-win game for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. If you don't beat the New York Giants on Sunday night. Woo! First of all, I'll never hear the end of it from Blake Elliott if they don't win.
And rightfully
so. Sunday. And rightfully so. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. But, no, this team is just scuffling in so many different ways. Now, I've been very clear that, you know, when you're missing your top two wide receivers, I don't care who you are, you're going to have problems. But, no, they need to need some get right on Sunday, and who better than the New York Giants?
Former, that's the name of the show before. Very nice.
Nice. You're welcome.
Multiple people from the 817, from another 817 and the 214, Southlake versus Trinity tonight. It's a great weekend slate for Texas high school
football. Well, I mean, look, it's week four of the Texas high school football season. District play's kicking off for a lot of folks as well. So, you're going to see a lot of good football moving forward.
From the 214, sorry, Alec, then I'll go to you. Auburn, Oklahoma. I know Carter is going to be out at that game.
Ooh.
What is it for you? Yeah. Carter's another person that goes everywhere, and they're going to have Rhett Lashley on their show, head coach of SMU, tomorrow.
Fan University, check him out tomorrow morning. Been doing some great work here, and like how I said yesterday, punters are people too. Weekend radio is radio too.
We also came from the weekend, so I'm with you on that.
I did plenty of work there. I do want to throw in, for selfish reasons, at Gene and Jerry Jones Family Stadium tonight, Fort Worth All Saints against Episcopal School of Dallas. I will be on the call for that game for the Saints, and that that matchup every year ends up being way too exciting for no reason.
Okay.
Because ESD is one of those schools that has, on a good year, like 30 kids on their roster.
Right.
And they all are incredibly talented. So I'm very much looking forward to that game.
I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Hi, all right, it's time, gentlemen, for Masterpiece of the Week. We do this every Friday. This is a segment where we go over wild, wacky, and often concerning audio that have happened from 10 to 2 on these very airwaves. And we have a tradition here where we like to pick on people who aren't here to defend themselves. And Corey had a very interesting take on, some might say, our favorite prehistoric creature.
What if the dinosaurs were actually just chickens all along?
Look, that, because we started with a conversation about somebody I know that said they didn't believe in dinosaurs, and I told them the Mookie Wilson quote, but then Corey upped the ante about chickens, and then like he will also say that Ewoks grow into Chewbaccas just to irritate me, because there are so many factual issues with that, although I guess it is all make-believe, so maybe I shouldn't say factual issues. You get the point.
Have you seen an Ewok grow?
No, but a Chewbacca is a name. That's not they're the Wookiees.
I mean, there's multiple Kevins out there, aren't there?
Yeah, that's true, but we're not called the Kevin race. We're the human race. I don't want to
change. We could definitely make that happen.
I get enough of me on a daily basis.
We got one more person who's not here to defend themselves.
Who would win the fight between Kevin Walker and Kevin Hagelin? For the battle of Kevin supremacy.
It would be me, because I have a lot of pent-up rage.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm here for it.
Kevin's never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah.
Walker, that is.
Plus, I feel like weight class-wise, that's not quite...
I think you might have a slight edge.
Very equal.
Sorry, Jake.
It's okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good.
I know you're not used to that.
You're good. We got a little bit of a delay here. All right, another person who's not here to defend themselves is Mickey Spagnola. And
yes.
I want to say he was talking about a running back or some sort of ball carrier when he said this.
They exploded where they should have exploded.
I hope so.
that's a good point.
I remember that when he said it, and this is a childish show, but that's good. You don't want to violate anything.
No. I mean, there's so many things going through my head that I want to say, but this is also a family program. Oh,
I bet there has been for about 4 hours now, Fred.
All right, we've got a little bit of a combo masterpiece of the week here. These two are kind of on the same topic, so I'm going to play both of them back-to-back as kind of a little special. So here's Kevin.
I'm going to miss his cat, and he doesn't even want that cat, and I think that I should be able to have the cat.
And then here's Corey.
What if she tortured that cat, you know?
So that was about a conversation I had with some strangers in an elevator in Las Vegas. And that was Corey's counterpoint to maybe that lady shouldn't have the cat, because he speculated recklessly that perhaps he had tortured that tortured that cat, and that's why she couldn't have it. Which that is a shocking opinion.
Another strong entry coming here from Mickey, talking about things he has and has not seen.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy. Well, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is my, my favorite.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Category of masterpiece of the week, like saying something that is just the most nondescript thing in the world as if it's a big deal, like when Corey said he had a friend who sat on a toilet, like that is like such a weird not brag.
Garfield is a cat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of fighting, going back to the Kevin versus Kevin, here's some person that Kevin is afraid of.
I'm a scared of Jake Paul. So that was about Terrence Crawford, because we were talking about if you want to match Terrence Crawford up with Jake Paul, and people were like, well, that's not fair. Jake Paul's a heavyweight. And I was like, I don't think that is what Terrence Crawford's going to say,
Jake Paul.
But I do look like a moron for saying it like that. That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I would be too, because he's probably, what, like 5 to 7 inches taller than me. He's a
right.
big dude. But,
right.
No, I don't think I actively think about Jake Paul. So
that's probably good.
Is that what keeps you up at night?
No. Yeah. Hmm. Not really.
Let's kick it back to Corey. This is a comment he made the other day, and I don't really know where he was going with this one.
The women, I don't know what they're called.
Oh.
What? But he said women. That's what they're called.
I think he got it right
also
on the first attempt.
Yeah, I also don't know what he was saying with that.
He answered his own question.
Yeah, which, I mean, I feel like he does that a good bit.
That is
sometimes,
true.
If we're being honest.
That is very true.
We're all guilty of that. You explain something, and you're like, wait, I just explained what I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Whoops.
All right, up next, let's kick it back to Kevin. This was
why?
Him.
Huh?
Because you have a good entry here, that's why. Here you go.
Mark,
you
that.
Need to smell perfect.
Wow.
I don't.
That's probably where that FBI thing came
from. Yeah.
Would you mind go ahead and...
Did you save that number?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I end up on a list, that will be one of the clips they play for it.
You need to smell perfect.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know why I said that.
Why'd you get so intimate with a mic?
Yeah. And the great thing about this, about me being out here, is I remember exactly what you were talking about.
What the hell was I talking about?
I don't have to say it.
Dang it.
I get to leave it as weird as it sounds.
I'm sorry, everybody out there. I wasn't trying to be a creep.
That's a great
Radiohead song, by the way.
We've reached my favorite part of this segment where the remaining items I have here are just body parts, so I'm just going to ramble through them.
Cool. The back. That's a lot.
Wow.
Come on, previous Kevin. Get it together. Usually I can remember these things better. I got nothing.
You're
man.
A very lucky man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin, another body part.
You're like, a toe is so little.
All right, now that I do remember, because we were talking about Toe Burrow and how the human body does you wrong, right? That's what the other one was about then. Yeah, because if somebody says they hurt their back, you're like, oh, I can see that. That's a lot of part of your body. But, like, the human body is doing Joe Burrow wrong by being like, I'm out 3 months with a toe injury. Like, that makes it sound like you're soft. And so I think the human body did him wrong there.
And I do like how Toe Burrow is becoming a thing, because his jersey number is also emblematic of how many working toes he has right now.
Wow. 9.
That's a good point.
All right, and to wrap up Masterpiece of the Week, bring us home, Corey.
I got some D's Nuts thoughts for you here. Let's have a conversation.
All right. Play that once more, because Fred, I want you to know that I am a supportive teammate.
Yeah.
And I hope you heard in the background that I was ready to back him up on this comment.
I got some D's nuts thoughts for you here. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready to support whatever he's saying. You know what? Honestly, I am going to vote for Mickey because last week I feel like he won because he was trying to tell people, you know, don't do it with a coach, don't do it with a quarterback. And so this week we've gone from Mickey don'ts to Mickey do's, and he explained where to do the things.
They exploded where they should have exploded.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
was it about defensive linemen, fireworks, something else?
Expand on something else. Actually, please don't. I'm going to vote for the man sitting to my radio right and how he wants you to smell.
You need to smell perfect.
That's my vote. That's actually the one I was going to go with as well. So, yes.
You need to smell perfect.
That's a hell of a drop right
God, man, that feels like that's getting worse every time I hear it. I don't love that. Very fair voting today on Masterpiece of the Week. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
Back to 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're going to talk with the G-Bag Nation in just one second, but I feel like all week long we've been talking about this Cowboys Ultimate Hang giveaway, and it feels like we need to do that one more time.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10
now
will win our last spot for the Ultimate Fan Hang giveaway October 5th at the Star in Frisco. You and a buddy will get to go watch the game in the very same place that the players watch things. There'll also be a Cowboys alumni there, the cheerleaders, Whataburger. It is an extravaganza, and if you don't win right here and right now, your next opportunity will be with the G-Bag Nation between 5:15 and 5:30. And right now, with that in mind, courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
Man, I'm doing very, very well. Are you guys locked in on Rangers at all tonight? Because I feel like definitely brought us. I know he's made that very clear. But are you guys in on it tonight, hoping that this will be the start of a 9-0 run?
Well, if by in you mean I'll have it on and hoping for a miracle, yes. But there's no part of me that believes, Heggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be locked in and paying attention. But I do not I basically feel like we're watching the end of the season. So I'm just going to enjoy and soak in as much Ranger baseball as we have left. And it's going to be fun to watch Tyler Mahle.
And hope these guys hang out afterwards.
Yeah, seriously.
Get some team bonding going on.
Right.
Yeah.
How were you surprised at all about the flow of Thursday Night Football last night? I know the outcome probably didn't surprise anybody, but I will admit I thought this might have been the game where the Dolphins just went out there and gave up.
Yeah, I think we all thought there was a real chance that this was sort of going to be the final nail in the coffin for the Mike McDaniel era in Miami, but they played considerably better than I was anticipating. And I don't know, it was weird that the Bills, they weren't really able to push the ball down the field on a secondary that's gotten torn up through the first couple of games of the season. They ran the ball extremely well. Seemed like they were just like kind of sleepwalking through. They knew this was going to be a game that ultimately they would win. And Tua threw the interception late in the game, which he has been accustomed to doing. So that wasn't much of a surprise. But it was nice to see the Dolphins go out there and at least put out a respectable performance. I think their entire offense, though, was just get the ball to Tua in shotgun and then look to your right or left and find Achan 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and pray to God that he can make 12 people miss.
What did you think then about McDaniel? Kind of, it felt like at first throwing Tua under the bus, and then it felt like shifting that blame to the offensive line for them not taking care of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line is pretty bad, and on that particular play where he throws the game-losing interception, I believe it's the right guard that just got pushed right into Tua's face, and it's like, I got to let the ball go. But at the same time, you're a quarterback, and you got to figure out how to navigate some of those things. So it's just a perfect picture of the many problems that the Dolphins have, and I'm sure they're filled with regret that they gave Tua all the money that they did, which is very similar to the money that the Bills gave Josh Allen, and that is a completely different sport that is being played between those two quarterbacks.
To you guys, is Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes right now? Is he the best quarterback?
I think you could say that because it's not like he has great weapons or a great offensive line either. I think him making plays with his legs on an offense that's, you know, not stacked would give him the tiebreaker right now. I don't know what's going on with Mahomes, but it's a pretty substantial trend. I also think that Patrick Mahomes is now looking at more of a real-life situation than him being surrounded by stars. And now I'd say he has one of the worst supporting casts. So, I mean, it's all going to be dependent on what you do when you have the right players around you. And Mahomes has proven that he's good enough to be the champ. But, you know, for a long time in this league, quarterbacks over 30 weren't winning big. And now he's over 30. And you have to wonder about all the ice cream and Coors Light and, you know, what kind of a toll that's taken on his body.
Damn, Heggy, if you'd watched the game, you know Daniel Jones is the best damn quarterback in the league.
Indiana Jones,
what are we doing?
Indiana Jones and Dak.
You're asking, like, stupid questions. You know, like, we're supposed to, like, pick between – Dawson told you the dude drinks beer and eats ice cream. And, you know, my guy over there, Danny Jones, is hanging out there in Indy and, like, he's fit. He's playing well. That's your quarterback of the future right there.
Brought us at the risk of getting further maligned. How sustainable do you believe the Daniel Jones and Colts Express is?
I'll tell you what, I haven't watched one damn minute of them play football. I cannot tell you how this guy. Obviously, though, you know, Shane Steichen, the coach, and all, they've done some pretty good things. It looks like to me, you know, that they're a team that's obviously, the coach is kind of like they played well in some games. They've given up, and if you're just looking at the history of him as a coach, they get on some really good runs, and then all of a sudden they lose some games that they're not supposed to. They're kind of it kind of goes back and forth with them a little bit, but obviously they figured out something with him. You know, they like, hey, listen, coach him up this way. Call the plays this way. You know, I kind of think that it's sustainable if you're continuing to do things to help him have success. You know, it's the minute that he starts to not have success, then you're like, okay, is he reverting back to the old ways that he used to do things? But, man, I think the buy-in's probably really big from him. This is the first time in a long, long time that he looks like a legitimate NFL quarterback.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today? And once again, where can everybody find you?
Come play pickleball. We're at Pickler Universe. Going to have ourselves a time. And Stephen Jones is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll get you our Cowboys predictions, including a shocker, here in about 5 minutes as we go right out of the gates at the Pickler.
Ooh, now that's a tease.
Roll 35 home. And Bush.
There you go. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation, Pickler Universe in Carrollton off of 35 and Bush, or at least listen to them. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say, smell good, Kevin.
I'd rather not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.